This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
One part of Victoria that I know a lot of us love going to, particularly around the chill out time, but any time of year, of course, is around the Daylesford area. And Brendan Hutchinson is from Daylesford Country Retreats. Brendan, good afternoon.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's it like up in Daylesford this time of year? Is it pretty hot?
Well, it was hot on Monday and part of Tuesday. Today, it's about 14 degrees, so it's a little cooler. But that's been the crazy summer we've had so far this year.
Now, we all love going up there for chill out, but what's it like sort of for the rest of the year?
Look, it's always a great place to visit. We've got so many things to do, so many great restaurants. And look, and there's always a fairly strong gay and lesbian presence in Daylesford, and plus our own sort of community here that live here all through the year. So it's a great place to visit, and it's always changing.
Let's talk about chill out, because that's coming up. Are you getting excited?
Yeah, we're getting very excited. We're 80% booked out for chill out. So if anybody wants to book, you're going to run out of time if you don't make a booking. There's lots and lots of events this year. You know, we've got Thick and Juicy, we've got Honcho Disco, we've got Poof Doof on the Sunday night, and in particular, and we're a sponsor of this party on its own, as well as sponsoring Chill Out, we have Lavin Days out at Lavendula or Lavangela, which is a really funky, cool place to dance in those beautiful gardens out there.
So Lavin Days, what's that?
Lavin Days. Yeah, so it started about 3 years ago. So there's a great property. It's a lavender farm, which has been in place for about 100 years. It's about 5-10 minutes from Hepburn Springs. So it's got some old stone buildings. It's got some beautiful trees and gardens. And we have this sort of disco, pretty cool, funky music that builds up during the afternoon. Starts in the middle of the afternoon, goes to about 10 or 11, and it's just a really joyful, fun time. So I think last year they got about 700 people there, and it's just a great vibe, and it's going to bigger things this year. So we're a sponsor of that Lavin Days party as well.
Does everyone smell like lavender afterwards?
I don't know about that. It depends whether they're rolling around in the bushes or not. Which happens at chill out.
I've had a bit of a look online, and you know, there's some great places to stay up there. Tell us a little bit about your accommodation.
Yeah, well, we've got 123 properties, so they're all sort of standalone houses, including some group accommodation. We've actually got Daylesford Hepburn Springs' largest collection of dog-friendly properties, so that's something we've been working on with our owners, so that people can bring their pets and it's much more affordable. And we've also got a really unique collection that's just come on in the last sort of 6 months called the Scandi Collection. So this is 5, soon to be 6, Scandinavian design, architecturally designed, amazing properties in this street that actually has 17 of the same properties, but we've got 6 available for short-term rental. They're all just amazing. Some of them have spas and hot tubs and swimming pools, but they're all brand new, beautiful kitchens and just really interesting properties. So they're very excited. And if you, I don't think there's many left for chill out, but it's, if you wanted to bring a great bunch of friends up, there'll be 6 of them, and they're all 3 bedrooms, so you could book this patch of the street and you'd all be together. It'd be a lot of fun.
Brendan, now what if someone's thinking, oh, you know what, I haven't organised myself for chill out. What's the best thing to do now in terms of getting accommodation?
Actually, that's a really good question. We've got some great promotions on at the moment, Warren. So up until just before chill out, we've got a stay 3, pay 2 promotion. So what that is you can stay, book any 3 nights, stay any 3 nights from now until March, the Friday before chill out, and you enter the promo code when you're booking from our website, which is daylesfordcountryretreats.com.au. So you just put in the promo code, which is stay three, pay two, and then it reduces or takes that one night off. So you get to stay for three nights, but you only stay for two. So that's a really good promotion.
Brendan, I'm looking forward to seeing Dalesford. I haven't been up there for years.
Well, Warren, you've got to come up. You've got to come up for chill out.
I used to love drinking the water in the springs. No one would drink it with me. You know that metallic water?
Yeah, it's quite minerally and metallic-y, a bit metally, but yeah, come along. The mineral springs are still there. And
good.
If you have, how long since you've been here, Warren?
Oh, I reckon I haven't been up there for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so look, a lot of things have changed. There's some new bars and some restaurants. It's fun and it's extra fun at chill out.
Excellent. I'll bring my empty bottles. Fill them up. Fantastic. Thanks, Brendan, for chatting with us on Drive.
Thanks, Warren. Bye-bye.
Brendan Hutchinson from Dales Country Retreats.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.